You won't. So Ahab called his 400 false prophets, and they said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand." Verse 5. All 400 voices agreed. And it's okay to go to war. God is with you. But even with that, Jehoshaphat wasn't convinced. So he asked Ahab, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?" Verse 6. Jehoshaphat wanted a man that he knew was holy. So Ahab sent the prophet Micaiah, who had been jailed for speaking the truth. When Micaiah showed up on the scene, this fearless man mocked everything that had taken place. He even prophesied Ahab's death, saying, "I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, and as the sheep that have no shepherd." Verse 16. He's saying, "You're going to die in battle, Ahab, and God's people will be scattered all over these hills." So God made his word to Jehoshaphat and to Ahab clear, leaving no doubt as to what he thought about the whole affair. Okay, it's doomed. Go at your own risk. Nothing but death and defeat will await you on the battlefield. So at this point, Jehoshaphat actually seemed willing to obey the true prophetic word. And he appeared to want to do everything that God had told him to do. Yet for centuries, theologians have just marveled at what happened next, right? So when the clear word came, Jehoshaphat ignored it. Okay? Micaiah seemed to sense Jehoshaphat's reluctance to obey, and ended his warning with these words, "Hearken, all ye people." Verse 27. Yet incredibly, the very next verse reads, "So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and king of Judah went to Ramoth-Gilead." Verse 28. So Jehoshaphat marched off to war with Ahab, totally ignoring God's warning. So with us, you know, we can boast, all we want about loving God's word, okay, and wanting to obey it. But if you don't break away from the deception of ungodly friends and seek actually Holy Ghost discernment, you'll end up ignoring God's word. Okay, so this war was a disaster, just as Micaiah had prophesied. Israel's army fled in disarray like sheep without a shepherd, and Jehoshaphat retreated to Jerusalem His friend Ahab was dead and his army's defeated, and it was only by God's grace that he actually escaped death. But it wasn't all over. I mean, God still had a controversy with this man. And the last and most tragic consequence, number three, of affinity with evil friends, is when God's wrath is upon you. Okay, as Jehoshaphat was on his way home, the Lord sent a prophet out to meet him with these words. So Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." 2 Chronicles 19:2. So God was saying to Jehoshaphat, you don't know the danger of the consequences that you've done. You may think it's a light thing to join an affinity with people who are against me. Ahab was my enemy. He was an idolater, and you made friends with him. Okay, you listen to wicked talk and indulge in filth. Okay, at this point, you may be thinking, right, I understand Ahab was evil, but as I consider my own friends, there's no way they're God's enemies, right? Yet consider these passages from the Scripture. He that is not with me is against me. Luke 11:23. Does your friends take the Lord's side in all things? Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23. Is your friend's counsel full of rebellion against your parents or against the ministry? He that condemneth the just is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 17:15. Does your friend speak evil of godly people? Okay? This isn't a game. All right? Your friends are a serious matter to God because their actions have serious consequences. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest. Now consider this, ye that forget the Lord, lest I tear you into pieces. Psalms 50:19-22. Okay, so listen to the prophet Isaiah. For he said, surely they are my people, and his love and in his pity he redeemed them. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy and fought against them. In Jehoshaphat's case, God brought war and trouble to Judah. It came to pass that after this, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and the others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle, 2 Chronicles 20. Up to this time, Judah had enjoyed a great peace, right? Paul writes, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The Apostle Paul is speaking here of people who know the truth, yet ignore it, pretending it doesn't exist. So simply put, God's wrath is upon everyone who suppressed truth, doing nothing about it, like King Jehoshaphat. So we want to thank God that the Scripture says Jehoshaphat feared. And he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all of Judah. Then the king humbled himself and repented. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. 2018, 2 Chronicles. So God responded to Jehoshaphat's brokenness by giving Judah total victory against the Moabites. And finally, the Bible says the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. And just a final warning. So if I can close just with a final warning. This matter of choosing friends wisely, it's a lifelong concern, and it needs to be done cautiously. Scripture tells us that Jehoshaphat's story ended tragically because after this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, joined himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly in verse 35. So Jehoshaphat did the same thing again. He joined affinity with evil Ahaziah, just as he done with Ahab. And this time God sent a prophet to Jehoshaphat saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy works. Verse 37, God's spirit left this once righteous man because he would not obey. So, beloved, the Bible is very clear on the matter of friendships. Don't make friendships with an angry man, with a furious man. Thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get thy snare to thy soul. Proverbs 22:24-25. And as for such as turn aside under their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity.